Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is November the 13th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Acts chapters 22 to 24. Maintain a clear conscience before God and people. We read in Acts chapter 24 verses 14 to 16 the words of Apostle Paul. But this I confess to you, that according to the way which they call a sect, so I worship the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. I have hope in God, which they themselves also accept, that there will be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. This being so, I myself always strive to have a conscience without offense towards God and men. Apostle Paul's defense before Governor Felix was threefold: his life, his faith, and his service to his nation. In his spirited defense, Paul did not deny the third charge, that he was the ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes. But what he did say was that in this capacity, he served the God of the Jews, believing all things which are written in the Old Testament. He shared the expectation of all Orthodox Jews, especially the Pharisees, that there would be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. And this was his conviction and source of comfort. In the light of this coming resurrection, Paul earnestly tried to preserve an unclouded relationship with God and with his fellow men at all times, and emphasized the importance of having a conscience void of offense towards God and man. Having a clear conscience was vital to his preparation for spiritual warfare. God has given us a conscience that brings guilt in our hearts when we do wrong. Romans chapter 2 verse 15 tells us that our conscience either accuses or excuses us for our actions. For the obedient follower of Christ, care for the conscience is an important way to maintain a moral compass in our lives. We should freely and regularly confess our sins before God, turn away from it, and make restitutions as a way of our lifestyle. Apostle Paul modeled a well-maintained conscience in his lifestyle, and we should also always earnestly attempt to keep our conscience clear through confession and repentance. We read in 1 John chapter 3 verse 21 and 22 like this: Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. And whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight.